This is Rosen Institute's Your Law Firm, where Lee Rosen and Ned Days cover management, marketing, finance, and new technologies for building the practice you deserve. Here's Lee Rosen.
It's good to be with you today from Mexico City. We came down here last year for a couple of weeks, and we decided to come back. This is truly an amazing city to visit, especially over this Day of the Dead celebration. We're staying just a couple of blocks off of Reforma, which is one of the main avenues, and the decorative skulls are all on display. There are huge crowds out on the street checking out the exhibits, and the marigolds are everywhere. This is such an easy flight from so many American cities that it always surprises me when I talk to Americans who have never been here. This is a tough destination to beat if you're looking for a big city trip. I would encourage you to come visit sometime.
It's time for your tech tip. We are drawing close to the new year. It's a time when a lot of us promise ourselves that we are going to turn over a new leaf. We are making resolutions, planning big, and imagining our lives as the more slender, more athletic, more successful, and more humble kings and queens we know ourselves to be. My wife has decided that 2024 will be the year the two of us become pickleball champions. Neither of us has ever played pickleball before. She saw some people playing a game over the weekend and decided this is our new identity. Now, the two-pack of cheap rackets and balls from Amazon hasn't even arrived yet, but she already has a court reserved at a local park. She's busy planning tournaments to join and husband-wife clinics that we can teach once we become the Southeast's premier pickleball duo. Perhaps you haven't set your sights quite so high. That's all right. Not everyone is cut out to be an overnight athletic sensation. There are plenty of more manageable goals you can set for the year ahead. One of the easiest, lowest effort, but highest return habits I think firm owners can develop is making a point of tracking important numbers and metrics in your business. But it's one of those things I'm always shocked to find so few people doing. Reporting is critical. It's how we know if there's enough money in the bank for payroll, if that pay-per-click campaign is working, and if our social media posts are getting any traffic. Hurry, that's HURREE.co, which as far as weird spellings for tech products goes isn't too terrible, is an easy-to-use dashboard that makes it trivial to bring numbers and metrics from the various services you're using into one spot. You create a dashboard, then fill it with widgets from the software you're using to run your business. There are financial services like QuickBooks, Xero, and Stripe, social media metrics from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and TikTok. There are separate widgets for ad tracking across all those platforms, as well as Google Ads, Google Analytics, and Google Search Console. If you're offering any kind of product or subscription, WooCommerce, ProfitWell, Recurly, and a few others offer integrations so you can track those services. Marketing platforms like ActiveCampaign, Eventbrite, Campaign Monitor, MailChimp, HubSpot, Pipedrive, and more are integrated too. There are a few that aren't available yet but are in the pipeline, like Microsoft Advertising, Help Scout, and the one I think is most interesting, Google Business Profile. Being able to pull those stats into dashboard will be a big win for a lot of practices. You can add all of these widgets, create different sections, and adjust the layout to your liking. You can also create multiple dashboards, so if you prefer to separate out things like financial tracking from ad spend and performance, you can do that easily. The feature I like the most is the ability to schedule delivery of the dashboards via email, so you can set them to run and then be sent at specific times. And you can send these to anyone, so if you have employees or contractors who you would like to give certain reports to but not others, you can easily set that up so that they don't have to log into anything and they only see the numbers they're supposed to see. There doesn't yet appear to be an integration for pickleball scoring, so I used the manual widget to set up a number of balls pickled in the last 30 days, which currently sits at zero. I have no idea how pickleball is scored, but I expect that number to be in the millions by this time in January. You can try out Hurry for free, and pricing starts at $69 a month, which you can knock down with quarterly and yearly billing. At that price, if you are only tracking one or two metrics, you might not find it worth the cost. But even once you get into just a handful of numbers you would like to keep an eye on, having them all in one spot, and particularly those scheduling features for sending off email reports, become pretty appealing. The ability to set up a weekly Monday morning report or afternoon inventory of several important data points automatically is the difference between having those numbers top of mind and a nasty surprise when the end of the month rolls around. So if your resolution is to get on top of the important metrics in your practice and get serious about reporting, Hurry is an easy way to get started. I'm Ned Days, and that's your tech tip.
And now for your moment of concise advice. I recently sat down with a lawyer to tackle some performance issues with her team. Together, we came up with a variation on a plan of daily and weekly structured meetings coupled with some technology. She hired me to help, and we spent a few hours devising this plan, and we both were confident. We knew that this plan was going to fix the problem, but when I asked her if she saw any obstacles to implementing our plan, she said that she'd need to consult with her partner. Well, that's when I knew that we had a larger issue that we needed to resolve. I realized that the core issue for her, more important than the issues with the performance of her team, it's not about deciding on daily or weekly meetings. That's not the problem. It's not about fine-tuning the communication channels or aligning the team with the vision for the law firm. No, her issue, it's about decision-making authority within her law firm. That's what's holding her back, and it's a very, very common problem. Let me be clear. Divided decision-making, it's often a recipe for stagnation, for poor team performance, for financial underperformance. Talking about things with your partner or partners, yes, it's important to consider different perspectives and to achieve buy-in. I'm not opposed to partners and law firms discussing issues, even vigorously debating issues, but constantly seeking validation from a partner for solid, straightforward business decisions, that often derails the business. When partners need to discuss their decisions, when that's their standard practice, when that's their approach to getting things done, well, what usually happens is twofold. First, the plan's execution is delayed. The decision is slowed down. And second, the core idea, the decision that was made, it often gets diluted as the other partner chimes in with their thoughts. It leads to a compromised outcome. Now, it's not that a second opinion isn't valuable. It absolutely is, especially when one partner proposes a truly outlandish idea. But in most cases, we're talking about sound business decisions made by competent leaders. We're not curing cancer in our businesses. We're running law firms. Our decisions aren't about which planet to fly to in our rocket ship. They're about things like firing the receptionist or reupholstering the office chairs or updating the website. This is absolutely not rocket science. So why is it that our decisions should be subjected to further scrutiny? In the environment we're in today, there's neither the time nor the resources for endless deliberation, especially when it comes to these operational decisions that are clear-cut, that are straightforward. What's needed here is a strong leader at the helm of the law firm, someone who can take input, make decisions, and steer the ship without constantly second-guessing. Whether the law firm has two partners or 200, every law firm needs strong leadership. So the real question for this lawyer that I was talking to, it isn't about the specifics of team management. It's about whether the partners can agree to delegate decision-making to one individual to ensure that the law firm moves forward efficiently. That's the discussion that they need to have. And if that person that is selected to run the law firm, if that person who's going to make the decisions isn't capable of leading effectively well, then the answer isn't more discussion and debate. No, the answer is a change in leadership. In every law firm, small or large, someone needs to take the reins and make the decisions that keep the firm on course. If the vision is going to come to fruition, then the law firm needs a decision maker leading the way. Whether the decisions are as big as strategic planning or as mundane as installing automatic door closers, you've got to stop the endless debate and put someone in charge, because in business, indecision is a decision, and often it's the wrong decision. That's your moment of concise advice. wrapping up from Mexico City. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me and Ned today. We hope you have a great weekend and an even better week next week. Keep plugging away, moving forward, and getting things done. You're on the right track. You'll get there, I promise. We're all in this together, and together we build better practices through better marketing, better management, and better technology. Until next time, I'm Lee Rosen.
Thanks for listening to Your Law Firm. Visit rosensrules.com for our free course on the 10 critical rules successful law firms follow.